Our next speaker is representing the Green Party. The Green Party is one of those parties that has an outstanding record against war, for peace, and in particular, fighting for nuclear disarmament. Their representative today is Caroline Lucas, MEP. Caroline is not only outstanding in her campaigning against nuclear weapons, she's also an anti-globalisation campaigner and has just returned from Cancun. Caroline Lucas.
Thank you. Well, it's great to see so many people here. And we're here because we're angry. We're angry that Blair pulled this country into a war that was illegal and immoral. And we're angry that we have been consistently lied to. And now the rest of the country knows that we were right when we said there was no uranium in Niger, there was no nuclear weapons program, there were no weapons ready in 45 minutes, there was no present and current danger to Britain. And so our message to Blair is very simple. No more deception, no more deceit, no more lies. Blair must go. Because the legacy of this war is intolerable. Over 20,000 Iraqi people are dead. Cluster bombs and depleted uranium cover their country. No public services, no electricity, no water supply. People insecure, unable to go out of their homes. And then we have the grim reality of so-called coalition justice in Baghdad. We have occupation forces keeping civilians, innocent civilians and children, for weeks, without charge, without questioning, without reason. And when people object, then those people are shot. We have random killings, ad hoc killings, day after day after day. And here we are today to say enough, this must stop. Just a few nights ago, coalition forces went to the farm of Ali Khabar and killed three people of his family and injured his children. And when the Americans came the next morning to apologize for their mistake, one of the remaining members of the family said, "They promised us freedom and democracy. They kill our people, they destroy our homes. Is this what they mean by freedom?" Well, I'll tell you what George Bush means by freedom. He means freedom for the multinational corporations that are now bleeding. The multinational corporations that are now bleeding the economy of Iraq dry. We've seen the military invasion. Now we have the corporate invasion of Iraq. And we are here to say that we find the spectacle of big business making profit out of the misery of the Iraqi people sordid and obscene. But do you remember this war was supposed to be about finding weapons of mass destruction? Well, I'll tell you where we'll find them. We don't have to look very far. They're right here on our doorstep, in Fad Lane, and in all the places in this country, and even now, they are in our own arms exhibitions. Why are we selling arms now? How can we possibly be waging a war on terror and at the same time selling arms as indiscriminately as we can? And so we are here to say you cannot bomb your way to peace. We are here to say that you can only build a more secure world when you tackle the causes of conflict. We are here to say that we need an end to the illegal Israeli occupation. We need a viable Palestinian state. We need an end to the criminal arms trade. And finally, do you remember Tony Blair saying he thought history would forgive him? Well, we have a very short message to Tony Blair today, and I hope he's listening. Tony Blair, we do not trust you. We do not believe you. and right now we do not forgive you. Thank you.